The best-known opening sentence in fiction, it was a dark and stormy night, of course. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. A 19th-century novelist named Bulwer Lytton used that opening line in his otherwise forgettable novel called Paul Clifford. At last, at San Jose State University in California, a contest for Bad Novelist. San Jose English professor Scott Rice.
Snoopy, periodically about once a year, sets out to write a novel, and he always starts out with the same sentence. It was a dark and stormy night. And he took this sentence from a novel by Bulwer Lytton, a minor and not very good Victorian novelist. So we decided then that, in that spirit, maybe there should be a competition for other aspiring novelists like Snoopy.
Entries are already coming in.
Did you see the one, it was a dark and stormy night, and the rain fell in my whiskey glass, dampening my spirits?
And Professor Scott is reading them all.
Here's one that may have been inspired by Moby Dick. If you remember, Moby Dick starts out, Call Me Ishmael. We have a sentence here, call me a fishtail.
Or in the Western category.
A cowboy should know his horse, but it seemed to the Podners at Triple Q Ranch that Vernon McHugh had gotten too close.
Or the Gothic romance.
As soon as the passions of the sudden summer storm had subsided, Desiree, tossing her raven hair and darting a fiery look of defiance at the cold gray manor house, mounted her horse in one fluid motion and, gripping firmly with her thighs, whipped her stallion bareback across the steaming fields toward the sea, where the surf assaulted the cliffs relentlessly.
Well, those are some examples. Professor Rice cautions he does not want contest entrants to send the whole novel.
Our stomachs are only so strong. Just send us the opening sentence.
And what do you receive if you win the Bulwer Lytton first sentence contest?
That's a good question. We've advertised that the prizes will be consistent with the generosity and resources of the English department. And there are some people who say that both of them are practically non-existent.
Professor Scott Rice. Entries can be sent to the English Department of San Jose State University, San Jose, California, 95192. With BookBeat, this is Don Swaim.